global suppliers selected to support development of Australian high-speed rail plans. Australia, following a competitive process, the High-Speed Rail Authority has selected groups of international suppliers to provide early contractor involvement services for the trains, systems, and AMP. System integration and tunneling and AMP. Construction elements of the Newcastle-Sydney High-Speed Line project. The ECI process aims to finalize the cost, scope, design, and approvals for the proposed 320 km/h line to enable the government to decide whether to go ahead with construction. The groups will compete with each other to design and develop proposals for the two contract packages. The authority said this competitive approach is intended to deliver the best outcome on costs and timeframes. One proponent would then be selected to undertake the works within each package. Trains, systems, and AMP, system integration. The three groups selected for the trains, systems, and AMP, system integration package are Alstom/UGL Joint Venture, Alstom Transport Australia, UGL Engineering, ARC Joint Venture, Siemens Mobility, Mott MacDonald Australia, Hitachi Rail SDS Australia. The package covers the supply of Australia's first high-speed trains, design and delivery of the rail systems, depot and operations control center, and integration, testing, and commissioning of the future line. On August 19, High-Speed Rail Authority CEO Tim Parker said, Australia's high-speed rail will use tried and tested high-speed trains and systems already operating successfully around the world. Our partners will work with us to adapt proven technology for Australian conditions, Australian safety requirements, and the needs of Australian passengers. The suppliers will also consider how advanced manufacturing could support efficient delivery. The authority has proposed the development of a manufacturing facility which would use automation, robotics, and precision manufacturing, creating skilled jobs and more opportunities for domestic manufacturers and suppliers. Commenting on the selection, Alstom said, "Our consortium combines world-leading expertise across rolling stock, systems integration, infrastructure delivery, engineering, design, operations, and maintenance. Together, we bring global experience delivering city-shaping high-speed rail projects, combined with deep local knowledge and a strong Australian team." Tunneling and construction package. The three consortia shortlisted for early contractor involvement in the civil works are Acciona John Holland JV, Advanced Alliance JV, Gamuda Engineering, FCC Construction Australia, Samsung C and AMP T Corp, GoFar JV, CPB Contractors, Ferrovial Construction Australia, Vinci Construction Grands Projects Australia. They will compete to develop plans for Area Package 1, the section between Barora and Arimba. This includes about 35 km of twin tunnels, the Central Coast Station at Gosford, and all railway and station systems and other structural and surface infrastructure across the section. On August 17, Minister for Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development and AMP, Local Government Catherine King said, "We said we'd go meter by meter and carefully plan the first stage of high-speed rail between Newcastle and Sydney. That's what we're delivering with these new contracts." The three consortia will determine the best and most innovative ways to drive tunnels between Barora and Arimba, while ensuring Australians get value for money. Long-term pipeline. It is encouraging to see some of our leading rail and infrastructure companies involved in making high-speed rail a reality through this early contractor involvement process, said Australasian Railway Association CEO Caroline Wilkie. "We particularly welcome the focus on Australian manufacturing, industry participation, and workforce development as the project progresses. A project of this scale can create a long-term pipeline of skilled jobs and investment and provide opportunities for Australian manufacturers, suppliers, contractors, and consultants across the rail supply chain." See also, Newcastle to Sydney, high-speed rail delivery partner appointed. Partnership to provide international expertise for Newcastle to Sydney high-speed rail project. Newcastle, Sydney High-Speed Railway moves into development phase. Subscribe to gain access to all news. Already have a subscription? Log in, choose your subscription. Considering a corporate subscription? Contact us to find out more.